There's no discrimination of gender. Women are conscripted as well as men. Life is a warfare against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But we are to be at peace. But watch what our Lord said. My own peace I give you, a peace that the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. John 14:27. The peace that Christ gives is a peace that comes only to a heart which is united with the will of God. Having finished my own graduate studies in psychology, having read hours, so many of the 24 volumes of Sigmund Freud, if people really believe this, the only true peace on earth comes from conforming our wills to the will of God. Not only will the psychiatric profession go out of business, the very word psychiatry would go out of the dictionary. Conflicts, we have them. But no matter what struggles we may have, no matter what war, if I can use the word, we may have to engage in, down deep, deep in our souls, we are at peace, provided, well, there's a revealed proviso, provided our wills are conformed to the will of God. Finally, and without providing a scripture text, Christ, our life, dwelling in our souls, is a source of our greatest joy in this valley of tears. Our bodies can shed tears, but our souls should be, and I mean it, deeply, profoundly happy. But what's the condition? Spelled out in the Beatitudes. Remember this? 8 Beatitudes are 8 promises of happiness. Happy those who, or the best translation, blessed are they who. Well, then blessed means being made happy by God. We read the 8 Beatitudes. Meditate on them. And ask yourself, am I living these Beatitudes? We are to be happy this side of heaven for two very good reasons. One, to know that already on earth, we can have a foretaste of the perfect happiness that awaits us. Our life on earth should give us, well, and anticipation of heaven. But secondly, we are to be happy on earth. What does that mean? That our desires are satisfied. That's the essence of happiness. But, let me tell you, our desires will be satisfied in the measure in which we watch our desires. And one more. Father, this conference has been a series of resolutions you're making for us. Yes, one more. Watch your desires. Check them. Every day. That is one of the main purposes for making an examination of conscience. Because provided our desires are what God wants them to be, then remember in the Beatitude, happy are they who desire what is right. What a conclusion. They shall be satisfied. Unhappiness is best defined as desires unsatisfied. Look into your soul, not only once a day, but more than once. What desires do I have? Are they the right desires? Are they what I should be wanting? If they're not, away with that desire, because then you won't be happy. Isn't that neat? You've got it made. Lord Jesus, you told us you are our life. We believe. We believe that we're living two lives. Our own, which is natural, and your life, which is supernatural. Help us, dear Jesus, to conform our natural life to the life you are giving us by your grace, so that living this life by faith here on earth, we might, dear Lord, how we're looking forward to that, enjoy this life in the vision you have in store for us. And, dear Lord, and never risk the danger of losing your grace through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I see.